Jesus gives us that great commandment that we have to love our enemies. Love our enemies, a great, immense challenge. If we can love our enemies, we can love anybody. If we love our enemies, we can love anyone. And at the end of when he says that, he says, so be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Kind of sort of a... doesn't seem to go with loving your enemies. Be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. But he's saying love is perfection. Love is perfection. We talk about religious life as the life of perfection. And religious life is designed so that we grow in charity. We live amongst each other. We live amongst those who think differently, who don't necessarily have the same common interests as far as our customs, etc. Of course, we do have our own common interest in the Catholic faith and the life of growing in virtue and perfection. But perfection is ultimately and essentially in practicing charity to our neighbor and to God. And charity is giving. It is a giving. Giving our prayers, giving spiritual help, giving physical help, giving any kind of help to our neighbor, giving to our enemies, giving to our friends, giving to our neighbors. Giving is charity, always giving the good, giving something good to our neighbor. And the more we give, the more charitable we are. And of course, lack of charity is taking for myself, thinking of myself, wishing, thinking only of myself. So we need to be charitable and give of ourselves, give to others of our material goods and whatever. So this is what perfection means, to be perfect in charity, not necessarily being not making mistakes or even being perfect in virtue, but it is being perfect in charity, giving charity to our neighbors, pouring out from our hearts and striving to be as charitable as we can to everyone, starting with our enemies, and then we can give and be charitable to everyone.